Now, here's the thing. It's good to be merciful. We should be merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. But there's being merciful, and then there's being a sucker. Okay? And basically what they really mean here is, we think this guy's a sucker, and that he is going to fall for your, you know, lies about how you're going to be a good boy now. And we are, this guy's implacable. This guy's a reprobate. This guy is representing, that's what he represents in the story symbolically. The guy who just cannot be bargained with, cannot be reasoned with, cannot be placated. You cannot make peace with them. And so he's going to come to him now and try to make peace with them, coming to him all with sackcloth and ropes on his head and just like, oh, please, I'm so sorry, you know, trying to act all humble. And here's the thing, you know, the devil is sometimes going to come at you and try to get you to sympathize with him. And this is why you've got all these evil serial killers and rapists and sodomites and freaks. And they're always just like, oh, but they had this horrible childhood and they're victims and all this. And here's the thing. I'm sure a lot of them probably did have a horrible childhood. I'm sure many of them were victims. But guess what? It doesn't matter what happened to you. It never gives you a license to hate God. It, no excuse is good enough for becoming a rapist, a predator, a child molester, a serial killer. No, because you know what? We could point to all the other people who were victims and all the other people who lived in abusive situations who didn't turn out to become a monster. And you know what? You are responsible for your actions no matter what you've been through. You can't, oh, you don't understand what I've been through. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter what you've been through. There's literally nothing that justifies hating God. There's literally nothing that justifies being a reprobate. There's literally nothing that justifies becoming a predator and an evil person like this. But the devil, he's constantly trying to get us to sympathize with and feel sorry for the bad guys. Instead of just realizing, nope, they've done this to themselves. They've chosen to go down this dark path and their blood be upon them. That's what the Bible says.